in Rome in a small little church. There's a wonderfully beautiful little painting of the Annunciation, of this scene. But when you look at it more closely, it's a little odd, because you see the angel Gabriel, and he's obviously not addressing the Blessed Mother, because the person that he's addressing has a beard. It's actually Joachim, Mary's dad. And the Blessed Mother's up in the balcony, looking down through a curtain, as the angel Gabriel's asking for permission to approach his daughter, just as you would approach the dad before you would ask for the hand of the daughter in marriage. So Italians would have absolutely thought, well, the angel Gabriel's not just going to go rush into Mary without first coming to Mary's dad and ask permission for the Blessed Mother, which is a delightful, beautiful little devotion. Just how respectful they believe and depicted that God is, that he doesn't just go rushing in, that he's been preparing Mary all of her life for this wonderful moment. When the angel Gabriel comes and announces to this young girl that she's going to give birth to Jesus. 14 years old, roughly, when Mary says yes, the answer is immediate once she asks those few questions. And just imagine, well, I mean, we know the story of the Annunciation from her, right? She told us what happened. And then the angel Gabriel leaves. And what was that moment like when she's all by herself, rubbing her own stomach, her own tummy, and that experience of faith that she was with child? She then brings Jesus to us. And that's what she does every day, every moment of every day. She brings Jesus to us. And so as we come to Lent, may we beg our Blessed Mother to just bring Jesus to us and to take Jesus as a little baby. He's going to grow up fast by the time we get to Good Friday and he dies on the cross. But if we start there, it's too much. It overwhelms us. So start with him as a little baby and let him grow and mature within us. He'll take us to the cross, but start with a baby.